From WILL's Illinois Newsroom, this is 217 Today. I'm Carolina Garibay, in for Brian Moline. It's Friday, June 23rd. Coming up, a conversation with one of WILL's news production interns, who spoke with some theater operators about their plans for reopening in the next couple of months. That conversation in just a few minutes. But first, these headlines. A new court filing contains previously unknown details about alleged sexual misconduct against a Chicago Blackhawks player by an assistant coach in 2010. And a warning to listeners, the story contains very graphic descriptions. Tony Arnold reports.
The unnamed player from the championship team is suing the Blackhawks, alleging management didn't do anything about his complaints more than a decade ago. In an amended lawsuit, the former player says assistant coach Brad Aldrich invited him over to give coaching advice and watch game clips, but he alleges Aldrich then turned on pornography and masturbated. When the player tried to leave, the lawsuit claims Aldrich blocked the exit, threatened him with a small bat, and forcibly touched him. It also says the Blackhawks should have done more to investigate Aldrich before hiring him. I'm Tony Arnold.
Neither the Blackhawks nor Aldrich's lawyer responded to requests for comment. Our global food supply is at risk due to the rise in infectious diseases. That's according to a new study from the University of Illinois, which focused on diseases affecting plants and animals. Those diseases are on the rise due to climate change and globalization, according to the study. Valeria Trivolone is one of those researchers.
The bad news here is that this is going to become more and more common as we go along. But the good news is that we have all the information to anticipate and mitigate the emergence of the diseases.
She said doing what we can to prevent diseases from emerging will be critical, rather than reacting to their spread. There is a love-hate relationship with dandelions, even though they have many benefits. Micah Walker has more.
Jennifer Fishburn is a horticulture educator with the University of Illinois Extension. She says some people can tolerate dandelions and are okay with them. Others are used to manicured yards and do not want anything in that space. She discussed a spot treatment for those who want to keep their manicured yard.
We would treat for these in the fall, primarily with a post-emergent herbicide. We do that in the fall because that's when the plants are storing food in their roots. So they're more likely to absorb the chemical.
One thing Fishburn says she loves about dandelions is that the way that they can grow in any soil type. She also appreciates the color and brightness of them. Fishburn says dandelions provide nutrients for bees and are an important food source. Those interested can use the leaves as cooked greens and in salads. I'm Micah Walker.
Matthew Henson will be Champaign's interim police chief when Anthony Cobb steps down on August 6th. City Manager Dorothy David announced the appointment yesterday. Henson served with the Arcola and Charleston Police Departments before joining the Champaign Police 20 years ago. Last February, Chief Cobb made him a deputy chief. In that post, Henson's responsibilities included professional standards, criminal investigations, and the citizen complaint process. Henson will serve as interim police chief until a new permanent chief is hired. City Manager David says he does not plan to apply for the job. This week, David announced the launch of a national recruitment process to find Champaign's next police chief. Still to come, Morning Edition's Brian Moline speaks with one of WILL's news production interns about some of the conversations he had with theater operators about their plans for reopening. That story next on 217 Today.
The 21st is where Illinois gathers for news, information, and daily conversation on politics, the pandemic, culture, and everything in between. I'm Brian Mackey, inviting you to join the conversation anytime, day or night, by leaving us a voicemail. The number is 217-300-2121, and we might play it on air. Then tune in Monday through Thursday at 11 a.m. on AM 580 and 6 p.m. on FM 90.9.
This is 217 Today. I'm Carolina Garibay, in for Brian Moline. After a long year of empty stages and auditoriums during the pandemic, local theater companies are gearing up for summer shows in their upcoming seasons. Owen Henderson is a digital news production intern for WILL's Illinois Newsroom. He spoke with some theater operators about their plans in the next coming months. Morning Edition host Brian Moline spoke with Henderson about what he learned, starting with the few similarities he saw among the theater companies.
So all of the directors I spoke to, they talked about staying really in tune with public health guidance, especially local public health guidance. And none of them seemed afraid to cancel or reschedule or push back shows if they had to. But that's actually about where the similarities end, because each of the companies has such a different situation when it comes to owning or renting theaters and how they produce their shows.
Sure, and let's talk about some of those differences. You know, you spoke with Stephen Bentz with the Virginia Theater in Champaign. You know, they've got some pretty big performances coming up, including Gordon Lightfoot here in just a few weeks. What COVID precautions are they taking going forward?
So Bent said he talked about adding extra cleaning, but otherwise he said that they're really focusing on messaging to their patrons about making informed choices. The theater isn't requiring anyone to be vaccinated to come to the shows, and they're not doing any extra social distancing. So Bent said that individuals should really just make their own decisions about coming to shows based on the public health guidance and their own vaccination status.
A little bit different over in Danville, where the DLO Musical Theater is producing their youth and teen shows this summer, but it sounds like things are a bit more uncertain there moving forward. What did their director have to say?
Yeah, so Paul Strain, he's the president of DLO, said that before the pandemic, the theater had just bought a theater space of their own to use, but it needs a lot of renovation. So they're still renting out another theater. And so then because of that, the social distancing rules that they have are all bound by whatever venue they're renting, in this case, the Fisher Theater. And so they've got these two youth shows coming up. But after those July shows, Strain said that they hadn't made any decisions about their upcoming season, even when it comes to safety measures for the cast, because things are still changing and they're keeping an eye on COVID cases and the Delta variant.
And are things pretty similar with the Monticello Theater Association?
Yeah, so Monticello Theater Association also has a youth show this summer. And then after that, they have a couple more plans. They have a deal with the Twin Cities Theater Company to rent out their theater for the show that they had delayed because of the pandemic. And they have a plan to produce a fall show after that. But after the fall show, the president, Ted Nolan, says that they're keeping a really close eye on the Delta variant and cases and listening to local public health guidance. And so they don't have a ton of future plans at the moment. But because they do own their own theater, they've asked all of their patrons to mask up when they come to see the shows, regardless of their vaccination status, just to be extra cautious and protect those who haven't been able to get the shot yet, like young people and older people who might still be at greater risk.
That's Owen Henderson, a digital news production intern with WILL's Illinois Newsroom. He spoke with Morning Edition host Brian Moline. You can find Owen's article on how some local theaters are handling shows this summer and beyond at illinoisnewsroom.org. And finally, in your forecast, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says partly cloudy and hazy skies with a slight chance of thunderstorm and a high of 86 degrees. That's it for today. Reporting today contributed by Tony Arnold, Micah Walker, Dana Cronin, Jim Meadows, and Brian Moline. Music by the Kilbornelli Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Carolina Garibay. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening, stay safe, and have a great weekend.